I've just heard about Johnny. He's been causing discipline problems here at Penhurst. So they thought they would send him to Q2. We thought you would like to see where Johnny lives. Johnny, can you talk?
Yes.
Do you like it here at Penhurst?
No.
Why not, John? Let me ask you this, John. Do you remember living anywhere except Penhurst?
No.
Do you like talking to the people up here?
Yeah.
Why, John?
And they like to talk to me.
How about the other kids, the ones that can talk? Do they like to talk to you too?
Yes.
Do you like to talk to them better than the kids up here?
Yes.
Have you been talking more lately or less?
Less.
Why are you here in Q2, John?
I just sat in where I wasn't supposed to be, John.
So they punished you and put you here?
Yes.
Do they do this all the time to you, John?
Yes.
Why are you here in Q2, John?
I just sat in where I wasn't supposed to be, John.
Why are you here in Q2, John?
The doctor had warned me that it would be bad. There was one attendant who perhaps 50 severely and profoundly retarded children. The ones that we saw were the most severely and profoundly retarded. There are thousands that are like them, not going to school, sitting on the ward all day, not being talked to by anyone. When we want our chemistry people to take care of 70 people who are sharing the same toilet, contracting the same diseases. Every child can be trained, you know, these kids. There's no answer. We don't know what these kids are capable of doing. Now that you're my area, I think that we are concerned that you are here to be successful. And if you're busy, our job is that we need hospital cases, provide a program for the child or other than homes, in terms of daycare, for example, in case you go to school at age 3 years. So they started very young, and they have to take care of their parents.
So tell me what to do. doctor had warned me that it would be better if there was one attendant who had 50 severely and profoundly retarded children.
The ones that we saw were those severely and profoundly retarded. There are thousands there like that, not going to school, sitting on the ward all day, not being talked to by anyone.